Deep inside Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado Springs, 1,500 military personnel monitor every man-made object in North American airspace from an underground fortress built to survive nuclear war. This installation represents peak American security and self-sufficiency, yet delivery drivers from Domino's and Burger King regularly navigate security checkpoints to bring fast food into this military nerve center. If fast food can penetrate America's most secure installation, what chance do the rest of us have? Americans now spend more on fast food than on higher education, computers, or new cars, a staggering $110 billion annually. One in four adults visits a fast food restaurant daily. McDonald's alone has grown from 1,000 locations in 1968 to 30,000 worldwide, employing one in eight Americans at some point. This explosive growth mirrors profound social shifts, stagnating wages, women entering the workforce en masse, and the decline of home cooking. Whether you personally eat fast food or not, its influence shapes your landscape, economy, and culture in ways both visible and hidden. Carl Karcher's journey from Ohio farm boy to fast food mogul captures the industry's transformation. In 1941, he bought a hot dog cart for $326 near a Goodyear factory in Anaheim. Southern California's car culture and year-round sunshine created perfect conditions for drive-in restaurants, gaudy circular meccas of neon designed to catch motorists' eyes. The real revolution happened in San Bernardino, where the McDonald brothers eliminated car hops and china dishes, creating a self-service model with disposable packaging. Their speedy service system turned restaurants into factories where unskilled workers followed precise instructions. Ray Kroc, a milkshake mixer salesman, recognized this system's potential in 1954 and began franchising nationwide. By 1961, he bought out the brothers for $2.7 million. Kroc's genius wasn't culinary innovation. His Hula Burger, grilled pineapple and cheese, flopped spectacularly. Instead, he perfected standardization, real estate strategy, and marketing to children, paralleling Walt Disney's empire building. Both high school dropouts created corporate universities and obsessed over cleanliness and control. Despite claims that franchising offers safe entrepreneurship, 38.1% of franchised businesses fail within 4 to 5 years, actually 6.2% higher than independent businesses. 25 years ago, only Disney, McDonald's, candy makers, toy makers, and cereal manufacturers marketed directly to children. Today, phone companies, oil companies, and clothing stores all target kids as working parents spend less time but more money on them. Companies now plan cradle-to-grave advertising strategies, believing brand loyalty begins at age 2. Children often recognize logos before their own names. Fast food marketing extends beyond television's $3 billion in annual advertising. McDonald's operates over 8,000 playgrounds nationwide. Burger King has more than 2,000. As towns spend less on children's recreation, these restaurants have become family gathering spaces. Every month, roughly 90% of American children aged 3 to 9 visit McDonald's. McDonald's 1997 Teeny Beanie Baby promotion sold about 100 million Happy Meals in 10 days, roughly 4 for every American child in the target age group. These toy promotions can double or triple weekly children's meal sales. The industry has turned children into marketing agents who pressure parents to visit specific restaurants, creating brand loyalty that can last a lifetime. Every Saturday morning, 16-year-old Elisa Zamot rises at 5:15 to work at McDonald's, part of a workforce where 2/3 of fast food employees are under 20. Chains deliberately target teenagers because their inexperience makes them easier to control and willing to accept low wages. These labor practices stem from early 20th century assembly line systems prioritizing throughput. Today's fast food kitchens function as small factories manufacturing food rather than preparing it. The industry employs 3.5 million people, America's largest low-wage workforce, with annual turnover rates of 300 to 400%. Workers typically quit or are fired every 3 to 4 months. fast food pays minimum wage to more workers than any other industry. When workers attempt unionizing, companies deploy flying squads of managers to suppress efforts. Despite hundreds of attempts, only one McDonald's in North America ever successfully unionized, a Mason City, Iowa location in 1971 that lasted just 4 years. The industry's employment model depends on keeping workers powerless and disposable. The J.R. Simplot plant in Aberdeen, Idaho, processes 1 million pounds of potatoes daily, operating 24 hours, 310 days yearly. Workers monitor machines that wash, sort, peel, slice, blanch, dry, fry, and flash-freeze potatoes into French fries. John Richard Simplot built his empire through boundless risk-taking, starting at 15 when he bought 600 hogs for $1 each, fed them meat from wild horses he shot himself, and sold them for $12.50 each. In 1965, Ray Kroc agreed to try Simplot's frozen fries at McDonald's. The switch saved labor costs and ensured consistency. As McDonald's expanded from 725 to over 3,000 locations in a decade, Simplot's business soared, transforming American eating habits from fresh potatoes to frozen fries. McDonald's fries became celebrated for their distinctive taste, a flavor that doesn't come from potatoes, but from cooking oil. For decades, they fried in 93% beef tallow. When they switched to vegetable oil in 1990 amid cholesterol concerns, they needed to maintain that beef flavor. The solution? Natural flavor, created in chemical plants along the New Jersey Turnpike. Nearly all processed foods contain these additives. Without the flavor industry, fast food as we know it couldn't exist. Meatpacking is America's most dangerous job, with injury rates 3 times higher than typical factories. Over 25% of workers suffer medically significant injuries annually, making approximately 10,000 knife cuts during 8-hour shifts, one every few seconds. The IBB revolution dramatically increased hazards through faster line speeds. Old Chicago plants slaughtered 50 cattle hourly. Today's plants process up to 400, about 6 animals every minute. Workers neglect to resharpen knives while keeping pace, causing cumulative trauma disorders at 33 times the national average. The most dangerous jobs belong to late-night cleaning crews, predominantly illegal immigrants earning 1/3 less, who confront the aftermath in thick fog from 180-degree water and chlorine. Every day, 200,000 Americans get sick from foodborne illness, 900 are hospitalized, and 14 die. E. coli 0157H7 releases toxins attacking intestinal linings, causing hemolytic uremic syndrome in 4% of cases, leading to kidney failure and organ destruction. 5% of afflicted children die. Survivors often suffer blindness or brain damage. Modern feedlots create perfect E. coli conditions, with USDA studies finding contamination in 1-50% of cattle. Today's ground beef contains meat from hundreds of cattle, exponentially increasing contamination risks. As American markets saturate, fast food chains aggressively expand overseas. McDonald's calls it global realization. With 17,000 restaurants across 120-plus countries and 4 new international locations opening daily, these chains import entire agricultural systems, teaching farmers to grow special crops years before restaurants open. Fast food represents the one American cultural export foreigners literally consume, and they're beginning to look like Americans too. The United States leads industrialized nations in obesity. Over half of adults and a quarter of children are obese or overweight. Adult obesity has doubled since the early 1960s, childhood obesity since the late 1970s. Today, 44 million American adults are obese, with another 6 million super obese, weighing about 100 pounds over healthy weight. Obesity now kills about 280,000 Americans annually, second only to smoking, with healthcare costs approaching $240 billion yearly. Yet change is possible. Dale Lassiter operates a 30,000-acre Colorado ranch that has functioned for half a century without pesticides, herbicides, growth hormones, or antibiotics, selling organic, grass-fed beef with less fat and stronger flavor. Fast food chains will sell healthier options if consumers demand them. They'll sell whatever generates profit. The real power remains with American consumers. Think about where your food came from, how it was made, and what each purchase sets in motion. Then place your order or walk out. Even in this fast food nation, you can still have it your way.